Live from the Geyer Studio, where combatants battle for the glory of cinema. This is Cinema Wars with your host DJ Ace, only here on WMCO. Welcome to Cinema Wars. I'm your host DJ Ace. Cinema Wars is, of course, the entertainment review show here on WMCO, and I have three contestants to argue about what is the most mushy of the romance films. We're getting a little deep with the feels today. We have three contestants to discuss it. Two of them are new, one of them is returning, so we're going to get the show on the road, as they say. So, in corner number one, we have Katie. Say hello.
Hello.
And corner number two, we have Mac.
Hello.
And in corner number three, we have Johnny.
Hey.
All right. So those are your contestants, and we're going to get this show on the road with Katie. What movie did you pick?
I chose The Notebook.
I feel like someone was going to pick that regardless. I don't know. I never even saw it, but that's okay. Mac, what did you pick?
I picked City Lights.
City Lights, okay. I haven't heard of that one before. Let's do it. And Johnny.
Well, because he didn't take it, I'm going to do Titanic.
All right, Titanic.
I was hoping it wasn't taken because I was going to have to go, like, Frozen or something.
Oh my gosh. No. Let it go, Johnny. Okay.
I couldn't think of anything else.
All right, so this, I will admit, I'm a little bit out of my element on this one, so you're going to have to convince me real hard why your choices are better than everyone else's. But we'll get a quick rundown of each of your movies. So, Katie, tell me about The Notebook.
Okay, well, The Notebook starts off with this old man in this nursing home, and he visits this old lady, and we don't know anything about them, and he goes to her, and he reads this book every day. Every day he reads the story to her. And it's about this love story about this young couple. And it's in a small town. And the guy, like, does all these crazy things to get the girl's attention. And she's rich and he's a poor boy. And he eventually gets her to fall in love with him. And he goes off to the military. And she doesn't hear from him for a year. But secretly, he's been sending letters to her. But her mom has been, like, keeping the letters from her. So she doesn't know it. So eventually he goes to the city to find her, and they reunite, and she's already married, but then she goes back with him, and they reconnect and fall in love again, and she leaves her husband for him, and we find out that later the old couple is actually them, plot twist, that she has Alzheimer's, and she doesn't remember anything, and he tries to tell the story of their love every day to try to get her to remember it. And sometimes, for just 5 minutes a day, she remembers it, and she comes back to him, and they're happy for 5 minutes.
Okay.
Yep.
I did not know that. All right, Mac, City of Lights.
All right, City Lights is a silent film from the 1930s, and it's a Charlie Chaplin film, and he plays his tramp, hobo character that he always plays. And he falls in love with this blind flower girl that he meets on the streets. And he tries everything he can to get money to help her condition. He, like, tries to save, like, this suicidal billionaire from drowning himself and hoping that they would become friends. But every time he sobers up, he just thinks he's like an outlaw trying to rob him. But he tries boxing, he tries cleaning up the streets, just so many, like, really bad, hard jobs to get money for this beautiful flower girl he finds. But in the end, he finally does get some money and gives it to her, but he has to leave or he'll get arrested. But years later, he finds her, and she has her own flower shop, and she recognizes him by touching him and feeling his clothes like she did when she was blind, and they end up together, and it's really sweet.
Okie dokie. Johnny, tell us about Titanic.
So, yeah, mine's basically Katie's story, except more people die. Not really. Well, yeah, really, but that wasn't my actual answer.
Oh, my God.
Titanic is based after the true life event where the RMS Titanic sinks, but in this, we'll call it alternate universe, the main character, female, is a rich person, and she falls in love for a pauper boy who won the ticket basically in a poker game, and it's like the best thing in his life because he won a ticket there, and they end up falling in love as she begins to realize she's willing to leave her fiance for him. She didn't like her fiance in the first place, but she's willing to give up a life of riches to be with this poor man until the boat starts sinking. Tragic, right? As the boat's sinking, he basically sacrifices himself for her. And while this is all going on, it's a backstory of this woman trying to help this search team search for what's called the Heart of the Ocean. It's a stone. And at the end, you find out she's had it the whole time. Has a memoir of Jack, basically, to herself, drops in the ocean and dies.
You know, it's kind of funny. I've never seen Titanic, but I've heard it so many times on this show, I feel like I don't need to at this point. So, all right, those are the contestants. Those are the choices. So, famous words, let them fight. This is the part where you argue.
All right. So, who do we think movie's most relatable?
Not yours.
Maybe not, but it's asking the question. Everyone experiences tragedy.
I know.
People experience death. Some old people lose their lovers.
I mean, it's a cute story, and I like it, but The Notebook, it could really happen. And
yeah, people could really die together on a boat. It was based on a true story.
Oh, goodness.
City Lights, I mean, you get to see... I mean, like, I don't know about small cities, but I'm sure, like, bigger cities, like, there's flower girls roaming the streets.
What do you mean by flower girls, though, just for confirmation? Do you mean, like, someone who runs a flower shop, or do you mean a little girl in a dress throwing flowers down an aisle?
Someone who runs the flower shop.
Okay, that confused me at first, so I'm like, I just wanted clarification. Okay, yeah, continue. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think it's most relatable, because the message of City Lights is love is blind. And that she falls in love with him, even though she doesn't see him. And it's just Charlie Chaplin's good character that she falls in love with. And I just feel like that's what true love is.
Well, in both Katie and my movie, basically a girl leaves a life of luxury to be with a poor man. So isn't that similar concept?
Well, yeah. I guess, yeah.
You're willing to do what you have to do for love.
I like your movie, Matt. That's a good one. You're convincing me.
But the question is, whose is the most romantic? Anyway.
Most romantic, though. I don't know. My guy, he dangles from a Ferris wheel just to get this girl's attention.
My guy saves a girl's life.
My guy cleans up elephant poop.
Oh my goodness. It's gonna be the second time I fall off a chair today. So what did your guy sacrifice for his girl back?
His dignity. Well, he was a tramp. I don't think he had much, but he went to a boxing fight to fight this really big guy, and Charlie Chaplin is this little skinny guy, and that doesn't work out. So he almost got the snot being out of him. So I think that's pretty romantic. And
yeah, but my guy actually died for her. So I think that one's a little bit.
He didn't die for her. He died because the water was cold.
He decided not to steal the raft for himself.
Oh my goodness. No. That doesn't
he decided to stay off the raft and let her be alive. He died for her. In your movie, they just died together at the end.
I know.
Mine died for her. That's true love
right
there.
No one died in my movie.
All right, here's the thing about your movie, Katie. So she leaves her current husband to go be with this other guy that she hadn't seen in years.
Mine leaves her fiancé.
And yours loses her feet. Still. But she, hers is
You're saying it's
married.
Bad.
Yes, it's
no,
bad.
No, it's not bad. Because that's her true love. And she realizes it and is like, no, I can't do this anymore. So she leaves him. No, she's not even married. It is her fiance, too. She's not actually married.
Okay, you need to make that clarification.
Made it just now.
There's no heartbreak in my movie. It's all happy.
Isn't the true point of a movie to make you feel, though? And part of feeling other emotions is feeling the negative.
And her movie's
not real? You can't
appreciate...
Yeah, my movie's real. You can't appreciate the tragedies. You can't appreciate the good things in life until you appreciate the tragedies. That's the point of comedy.
Well, that's what Charlie Chaplin was all about. And
yeah, but is that comedy still something we can understand with no verbals?
I mean, I do. I mean, I might be old.
Matt got it.
Like, I don't know, but I understand it. And
yeah. Who made your movie?
Charlie Chaplin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but how many non, like, I don't, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Hipsters know who that is. How many Gen Zers know who that is?
I would say, I mean,
even I know who that is.
You're like, not Gen Z, you're a millennial.
Still.
You're also a movie guy, so you have, like, double reasons to know who he is. Millennials are about being hipsters. Gen Zs aren't about being hipsters. Yeah, at the very least.
But The Notebook, it's... When you think of a romance movie, you think of The Notebook. When you think of a gushy love movie, that's what you think of.
I think they're about tied, to be honest.
That and Titanic? I was going to pick Titanic if I didn't pick Notebook, but...
Those were my top two. And I was going to have to go...
Why were you going to pick The Notebook? Why did you think it was so great?
Because if someone picked Titanic, I was going to have to pick it to have something to stand on.
Notebook was my first choice between Titanic and that.
So which is better?
Notebook.
City Lights.
Why?
Because it has everything. It has love, it has loss, it has family, it has problems, it has issues, and then it deals with them, and then they end up together in the end.
That's the same as mine, except there's more tragedy.
Is there a spaghetti in the face joke in any of yours?
Anyway, continue, please.
I think Aaron's just like, why did I get myself into this?
I haven't seen any of these, so it's perfectly fine. But no, you need to convince me why your choice is better than the other two.
Mine played off of a true tragedy. To create more emotional context.
Keep going.
Katie, fight me on something. I don't know. Katie, fight me.
I really like, I don't know, Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio, they don't work together. I don't know. But.
No.
They
actors
don't.
Actors truly work together, except for, like, the select few who decide to have a relationship afterward.
But, like... Mine, Ryan Gosling, and Rachel McAdams, they look good together. I don't know.
Who cares if they look good together?
I like Titanic, don't get me wrong.
Are you judging everyone by their appearance?
I'm
Do you
just
think
saying,
someone who doesn't look nice doesn't deserve love?
That's why the story works, because you can see them together. I don't know.
So you're saying real love has to be with
you
people.
You wanted me to fight you on something, so I fought you on something.
Yeah, and I have to fight back. So you're saying that only pretty people can be in love?
No, they're
Are you saying
pretty.
I can't be in love?
Leonardo DiCaprio is like the prettiest man in the world.
And Kate Winslet's yes. not attractive?
Oh my, that's not what I'm saying. twisting my words.
That's
no.
the point.
All right, well, we're going to go to break, but when we return, we're going to hash out this greatest romance film here on WMCO 90.7. The Saturday Light Brigade is a program that airs live from Pittsburgh here on WMCO. It uses games, activities, and storytelling to help children learn communication skills and creative thinking in a fun environment. Also promoting community engagement, listen in with family and friends every Saturday here on 90.7 FM from 6 until noon. That's the Saturday Light Brigade right here on The Orbit.
Only one half of 1% of all high school student athletes play basketball in college. But all 100% of them become adults. That's why playing basketball on their high school team is so important. High school athletes learn life lessons that help them grow up. Lessons that can't be taught in the classroom and often aren't taught at home. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Sports news, expert opinion, and everything you need to get your sports fix can be found right here on WMCO weeknights at 8. Tune in to the Muskie Sports Blast for a half hour of nothing but sports. Our experts bring you the latest in local and national sports news, only here on The Orbit 90.7.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Welcome back to Cinema Wars. I'm DJ Ace, and I'm here with Katie Mack and Johnny to discuss the mushiest of the romance films, because I decided why not. Valentine's Day was this week and is worth talking about. Plus, it's out of my comfort zone, which is awesome. So we have, between the three, we have The Notebook, City Lights, and Titanic, so we can pick it up where we left off. What do you guys have to say for yourselves?
Notebook's best.
I cried more for mine than yours.
No! Really?
Honestly, yeah.
City Lights made this man here cry at the end.
Well, not many people have seen it, so we can't make a proper judgment call.
I've seen Titanic.
That's true. Like, when you think about a romance, people say The Notebook.
Yeah, that's true, but like...
So we're not saying whether we know for sure if yours is a winner or not. We just don't have anything to compare because we don't know.
Well, maybe
my chair just
if you were born in, like, 1920, you know, that would help us.
I don't think I'd want to live in the 1920s.
Was it popular in the 1920s?
Yeah, Charlie Chaplin was really popular.
What awards did it win, Mac? Tell me.
Okay, the Academy was not in the right place at that time.
Okay. All right.
Leo finally got his Oscar.
Look, okay.
Not because of Titanic, then, though.
No, but he deserved it far back from what seeing Gilbert Grape and Johnny Depp.
Mac is talking. Calm down.
Okay, back then, whoever thinks of the best picture winners of the early 30s? No one. It's Citizen Kane.
The hills are alive with the sound of music.
You're saying, Mac.
Anyways.
Look, okay, Charlie Chaplin didn't get a lot of awards, but now he's recognized as one of the great film geniuses, and City Lights is a predominant blueprint in romantic comedy films and romance films in general. It has a lot of emotion that it brings out that says about the human condition and love for other human beings, and it also has some very touching and hilarious slapstick with it.
Oh my god.
I think that's just pity.
Hey, Charlie was a pioneer of the film industry, okay?
What are you doing? What are you?
Don't get to have an opinion till we're done.
I was just trying to clarify, okay?
The Notebook was good.
The Notebook
not many people
is
know
for
him.
The here and now, and it does have
like
awards,
I've heard his name,
awards
I don't
that
know.
I don't know of, but it has them, I'm sure.
I doubt it.
Did you just say the Titanic has awards, or did I zone out and didn't know?
No, I said The Notebook.
Okay.
I still don't know.
Clarifying.
No, who acts in the Notebook?
Rachel McAdams and Ryan Gosling.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Continue. Ryan Gosling's up for best actor right now.
Because of La La Land?
Yeah.
He won something over
okay,
Ryan Reynolds.
Okay, him and Emma Stone. I do not like them together. They don't look good together.
But again, what is with you and people having to be pretty to fall in love?
I didn't say they have
you
to
don't
be pretty.
Get to be selfish.
I said they have
I'm sorry,
to
I'm
look
not pretty.
Good together. What? Johnny, what?
You are pretty. Does that mean you get to find love and I don't?
Can you just explain why your movie's better than mine?
Because I'm more creative.
What?
because it has more realistic things to it, it drew more emotion from me.
How does it have more realistic things to it?
It was based on a true story.
Mine could be based. It's nonfiction. There's not a dragon in it.
Do you know what nonfiction means? It was made up, but could happen. Mine did.
Mine did
happen. Mine did. It's reality.
Okay, the Titanic sank, but those two didn't fall in love.
Real life's depressing. We want a fictional story for love, because that's more, that's the mushiest.
Didn't your guy get beat up in his movie?
But what if you can find love in reality? That's better. So, what else happens in your movie since we haven't seen it, Mac?
Charlie befriends this, like, rich millionaire who's always drunk. And when he's drunk, like, he thinks Charlie's his best friend. But then when he sobers up, he thinks, like, he's, like, some criminal or beggar. But, there's these scenes where Charlie gets a lot of dogs to come in to the rich man's house. And those are cute. Are there dogs in your guys' movies?
No, but Evelyn Arno. There's ice cream. Caprio.
And a carnival.
Evelyn Arno.
I have Ryan Gosling, dude.
I have
Leonardo's like five
difference
foot
in taste.
So, yeah. look, silent films were very simple, okay? They didn't have a lot of plot. I mean, they didn't have a lot of like side stories. So, it's just a simple love story, and I think that is the most mushiest out of all.
Okay, but you're a guy. We're women. We need complex.
Like, I'm trying to think.
Craziness.
Like, wasn't Singing in the Rain like, about
silent
films?
Heard people die on a boat.
Yes, Singing in the Rain.
Okay.
Was
well,
about
silent. Well, Singing in the Rain, which is a movie about silent films, was better than most silent films.
How many silent films have you seen?
Three.
Ooh.
I've seen like 15. Okay.
And so you've seen five times more.
Yeah.
You haven't seen them all.
Haven't seen what?
Them all.
No.
So how can either of us make a judgment of which is better?
Well, okay. I mean, I think I'm a pretty good expert on, like, old films. Like, from those times, okay?
Have you had History of Film with Phillips?
Yes, I'm having that right now.
I had it already. So I win.
Well, they didn't discuss City Lights in there. But they should have, because
maybe they didn't because it sucks.
Oh, well, we don't discuss The Notebook or Titanic either. Probably because they suck.
Don't worry. When they make a film class about this era, The Notebook will be in it.
Oh, I doubt it. I doubt it. The Notebook's like every like mom's favorite movie. Okay.
There's wow. So serious.
Does The Notebook have any quotes? Like, I'm trying to think. Does The Notebook have anything that's quoted all the time?
No.
If you're a bird, I'm a bird.
I'm trying to think. I know, like, Titanic has some quotes.
I'm sorry. I don't know.
It was like, you jump, I jump, and it has a couple more memorable quotes. So we have quotes. What do you have, Mac?
Because people don't talk.
I have amazing slapstick, which has been copied in all films and cartoons. So, yeah, I don't know how much The Notebook. I mean, I'm sure the Titanic has influenced a lot of, like, big name productions, but I don't know about The Notebook influencing much.
Influenced my heart.
Well, yeah, I guess so, but
they probably got Ryan Gosling's acting roles at the very least.
There you go. There's some. Anyway, all right, we're going to have to wrap this up. This is a weird one. but as they say, there can only be one. So we have 2 points, creativity and the argument. For the point of creativity, I'm going to have to give this one to Mac, ultimately. And for the point of argumentation, I'm going to have to give this one to Johnny.
Oh, dang it.
Just because I spelled off random stuff that makes some sense.
All right. Well, you're not done yet because we could tie this all up with the bonus round.
I've got this one.
No, you don't.
Okay.
I'm kidding. I don't know. We'll see what happens. So, for the bonus round, we're going to go in the reverse order.
Oh, dang it.
So, it is going... of points, reverse order of points. So it's going to be Katie, Mac, Johnny, and then...
That's the same order.
Well, how about that? So we're going to do that, and you're going to tell me your thing, give me a 30-second-ish spiel, and then that's about it. So the bonus question is, what is the most tear-jerking moment in a movie? Dun, dun, dun. This could be happy or sad, and we're starting with Katie.
Okay, go. The Lion King, when Simba's dad dies, Mufasa.
Was that, well, hold up, was that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
People cried over Bambi.
That was a pretty sad one.
Oh, my goodness. All right, Mac, what you got?
All right, The scene that always jerks some tears from my eyes is the movie Milk, which is about the first openly gay man who gets elected to office, Harvey Milk. And the scene is when all the votes are coming in to in California, there was like a Senate bill that was gonna like discriminate against gay people. And all of Harvey's people are together, and they're seeing the votes coming in to vote against that, so they don't get discriminated against. And it's like just seeing them like through their suspense, and like, you know, it always makes me cry. So yeah, yeah.
All right, Johnny.
The scene of Clint Eastwood's death in Gran Torino.
Okay. Well, spoiler alert.
She spoiled it by saying the dad died.
But everyone's seen The Lion King.
I didn't see it until I was 10.
But you still saw it.
Yeah, but I didn't see it as a child. I saw it as a preteen.
He dies within like the first 15 minutes.
Yeah. All right, well, that is the bonus round, and ultimately, I'm going to have to give it to the classic The Lion King.
Yay!
We didn't even argue.
You don't argue during the bonus
round. Oh. Mm-hmm. I've only done this once.
Okay. Well, sorry about that. Okay, that wraps things up for this round of Cinema Wars, when we'll be back next Friday at 6 and 10 right here on WMCO 90.7.
Next time on Cinema Wars, a creative twist as contestants pick which movie they wish they could watch again for the first time. The war is far from over. Tune in next week at 6 and 10 in the evening here on WMCO 90.7 for the next round of Cinema Wars. The views and opinions expressed on Cinema Wars are not associated with Muskingum University, Orbit Media, WMCO, Orbit TV, and the Black and Magenta. Stay tuned for Cinema Central Oscar Talk right here on WMCO.
On Sunday mornings, WMCO has tons of programming for you. From 6 until noon, you'll have plenty of shows to pick from, ranging from Movie Magazine and Shoestring Radio in the 6 o'clock hour to Spiritual Hour from 9 until 10 with the syndicated programs Day 1 and Passages. You can also check out the full program schedule by going to orbitmediaonline.com and clicking the Program Schedule tab under WMCO.
The NLS Braille and Audio Reading Download Service gives patrons with visual impairments or physical limitations the freedom to read their way.
Bard is this beautiful web-based program for searching for books and for the ability to download them.
It's a great way to have a book with you without carrying a book.
For information about the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped Library of Congress, visit loc.gov/thatallmayread.
What are you listening to?
Ah, the radio!
What channel?
WMCO 90.7. They got your latest local news, sports updates, and weather forecast.
What are you? It's not who I am, but what I listen to.
Radio Night! It's Radio Night! It's on Radio Night!
WMCO, music that defines you.